in front of Narva Harbour, a legend about a maiden of Narva. A settlement of Narva emerged at the end of the 13th century on the crossroads of important trade routes, the overland route from Tallinn to Novgorod, and the river routes connecting the lands of Novgorod and Pskov and the Baltic Sea Basin. The trade served as a basic source of income for the inhabitants of the settlement that in 1345 became a town. The local trade especially flourished in the 17th century when the town was under the reign of the Kingdom of Sweden. Gustav II Adolf, the King of Sweden, allocated numerous privileges and benefits to Narva, and special privileges to foreign merchants. Once again, trade ships from the European countries started to berth at Narva Harbour. Exports from Russia contained linen, leather, resin, wood, and bread. From major European countries, herring, tobacco, iron, and wines were imported. A major good produced in Estonia for the European market was bread. Even merchants from faraway Persia used this road to get to Europe via Narva. In the last quarter of the 17th century, more than 200 ships visited Narva annually. Narva was a wealthy merchant city. There is a legend that tells about one such merchant of Narva and his daughter. Once upon a time, the rich merchant, famous for his wealth, lived in Narva. He was always famous because his daughter, whose beauty could not be described in words and who had lots of admirers. Yet the heart of the beauty was indifferent to them because she loved a young countryman from Narva. One day, rumours of the beauty reached the Swedish king, who had a young son. "If all over the earth there is no beauty more perfect than her," decided the king, "this beauty must belong to my son." The king fit out the best ship with the rich presents and he sent his son to Narva. The merchant's daughter gained the heart of the king's son. He quickly got the blessing of the beautiful girl's father. Well, not everyone gets an honour to become relatives with the royal family. Yet the merchant's daughter refused the proposal of the king's son. She was faithful to her beloved one. Then the merchant and the king's son secretly agreed to send the girl over the sea by force. After leaving, she managed to meet with her beloved one. "I will not survive being separated from you," she said to him. "I will never be happy with another man, even if it is the son of a king. I will be faithful to you only." Very soon, the ship put up sails, and the king's son, with a young girl, sailed off to Sweden. Standing on the ship deck in deep sorrow, the merchant's daughter watched the shore of the motherland moving further and further away. Suddenly, her soul rushed to the native shore that had nearly disappeared from view, and her body followed the soul. The heir to the throne came back to Sweden with nothing. Being unable to survive separation, his beauty of Narva had jumped into the sea and died. From then on, the winds blow and surging waves fiercely hit the shores of the Finnish Gulf, all the way down from Sweden to Estonia. Sometimes, through the roar of the waves, one might hear a heartbreaking, pursuing weeping. Unlucky is any sailor who at that moment will be out at sea. Ghostly female hands are seen in the waves and are eager to pull the sailors to the underwater kingdom. These hands belong to the beauty of Narva, who turned into a mermaid, and being unable to forget her first love, is willing to take revenge on heartless people for her stolen luck and her ruined life.